This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Environmental reporter Ted Williams has been walking us through the colors, smells, and sounds of spring these last few weeks. Ted writes the Earth Almanac feature for Audubon Magazine, and he's back with us.
Hi, Debbie.
So the animals we're going to talk about today are not among nature's grandest creatures. We're going to talk about muskrats and antelope squirrels.
Right. The reason they're called antelope squirrels is because they, when they run, and most squirrels escape predators by climbing trees or diving into the ground, but antelope squirrels run like antelopes, and their tails flash up, and they have a white rump that looks like an antelope.
Where do they live, and what are they up to this time of year?
Well, they live in the pinyon-juniper woodlands of our desert west and southwest. They have to deal with a lack of water. And they have ingenious devices for dealing with that. They rub saliva on their faces with their paws.
Now, what does that do?
That just cools them off through evaporation. They have extremely efficient kidneys, so they don't have to waste much water by urination. If it gets too hot, they'll climb a cactus and let the wind blow through their fur.
So what are the antelope squirrels doing in the springtime?
Well, right now, the males are vying for dominance, competing for females. It's pretty funny to watch them. They chatter and chip and growl and actually appear to box. Then they mate, and the female may give birth to one or two litters of 5 to 14 young.
You've also been watching the muskrat, which is very common in your part of the country, New England. What are the muskrats doing this time of year?
If there's ice, they might be popping through push holes, which they maintain all winter. It's like a seal in the Arctic will come up through the ice to breathe and look around, and they'll do that. You might see them doing that. Or if the ice is melted, you might see what looks like a spot of silver moving across the water at dusk, and that's the bow wake of a muskrat. And, you know, the rat is an unfortunate name. They're really not a rat.
What are they?
They're a vole. They're four times the size of a rat. If you see a pile of mussel shells, that's one of their favorite foods, that's a sign that muskrats have been around feeding.
Are there other ways to spot them? Don't they make a sound? Can't you hear muskrats?
Well, yes, the females make a squeaking sound this time of year when they're mating. There was actually a popular song called Muskrat Love.
Oh, no.
Which approximates with remarkable accuracy the sound of the female squeaking.
Does that mean we're going to have a listen to Muskrat Love by Captain
Absolutely.
Antonio?
Absolutely, you have to listen to that song.
Is that really what the muskrats sound like?
It really is.
Ted Williams writes Earth Almanac, a monthly feature in Audubon Magazine. Thanks for speaking with us, Ted.
Thanks, Debbie. It was a pleasure.
And they whirl and twirl and they dangle.